Listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
We got you that time. Well, folks, how did you like that music last night? I'm going to give you a number to call and find out how you can get it. I'm not selling it. Not a penny that comes to me. This is a CADGY member, Evan Sweetwater, and a friend, Anthony J. Hilder, who put that music together. It's fantastic. It's going to be the biggest hit that the Patriot community has ever seen in its existence, if there is such a thing. So make sure you get a copy. Make sure your local radio station gets a copy. Make sure everybody gets a copy. Make sure it's played all across the country. This will capture the imagination of young people everywhere. And you want to see young people come out of their stupor? You want to see young people become good citizens? Give them something to live for. Give them something to fight for. Give them something to care about. Give them back their country. Give them a copy of the Constitution. Give them a shortwave radio. Call this number, 818-981-6871. That's 818-981-6871. You're going to hear those two cuts again tonight, folks. So listen carefully. Make sure you call. Order your copy. Monday night, I'll try to have an address and a price for you. Meantime, you can get an address and a price by calling this number, 818-981-6871. That's 818-981-6871. I tried all day long to get a hold of Evan Sweetwater or Anthony J. Hilder, and I wasn't able to catch either one of them anywhere. So, call that number. You will get a price. You'll get an address, the where to send your money, and get a hold of these. Make sure your local radio station gets a copy. Make sure they play it. Play it at Patriot meetings all over the country. Do it, folks. This is one of the best things that's come along. You're going to hear them again. But first, do you believe in time travel? No? Well, I do.
I had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat. And speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. The tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free, and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number and you traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt, put men of God in jail, harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn, and your daughters visit doctors so their children will be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedom for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave, "Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave?" God bless you, and God bless this republic.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door.
Hey, Hank. Something's not right.
Pull out your arms. Let me step while passing through. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, state of the fact.
Get out of this house. Surrender your charges. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Cast the gun down and do what you're told.
Hillary Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, breathing the words of General Albert Pike, the moneyed founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land, and put the saying, "Take the mark in your right hand." While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar's right, Clinton's preparing it for another new tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white, program agitation.
You're surrounded by the UN in white and blue, the ATF, the men in black, of the One World Order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilation. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. Masonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots is crisis creation.
biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of healthcare benefits that's always there and can never be taken away. Ever be taken away.
Atmosphere, social illusion, media hype, planned confusion, Masonic religion, it's a liar. Not your praying for a Luciferian Messiah. The Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods of Earth, born of incest from the sons of Satan and their sisters in satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill, while your kids out back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride TV drugs, the NEA, and public schools. They've taken your brightest and our best and made them public fools. With managed media, brain-bending lies and stealth, the banksters stole your wealth. Johnson, Bush, Carter, Reagan, Gore, and Dan, they've all been pushing pipes, the science master plan. Rhodes Scholar oration, Clinton speaks and rakes the nation. Luciferian subjugation, New World Order, Illuminati coronation, Mafia preservation, Orders of the Quest, think they're superior, they think that they're the best.
And you're inferior, you little cat.
Skull and Bones, Colon Key, Knight Templar, Harvard University,
Rebellion Fraternity.
Knights of the Golden Circle, Ancient Order of the Rosen Cross, CFR Albatross,
and the party, Rockefeller Bob,
and the Ultra ISA from the OSS to the CIA,
Mass Murder,
Galileo NASA, Jupiter, Plutonium 2000,
Dual Sun, they'll call it Lucifer.
Pyramid Giza, Hitler called it a Luciferian millennium.
1,000 points of light.
Telephone, Thunderdome, I should call it Lucifer. If you even live, y'all know about.
Wake up, stupid, and read the scoop. Mullen, Sutton, Driven, and tune in to Coop.
Come on, Colonel, you say.
Ordinian Grove, Beverly Hall, Lord Betrayer, they want it all.
Yeah, they want it all.
Dissinger, Gingrich, Arnie, Buckley, Dole, New World Order, authoritarian control.
Socialism sucks. You don't believe it? Stick around, folks. You're going to find out. You're already finding out. We have someone on the line here, and I want to find out who it is. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Good.
That sounded awesome. I really respect you. I'm a short-time listener. I was turned on by a friend, and to listen to the truth that you speak to the people over the airways when you're not jammed, I have a great admiration for you. That music, by any chance, doesn't have a subliminal message, does it? And if it does, is it powerful?
No, it's just a little something some of my friends put together, you know, on a Saturday afternoon.
There you go. Well, you were on the money when you were telling the listeners last night that to reach the young people through the music like that is a fantastic idea, and I speak from being a young person myself. I'm only 28.
Well, the reason I know that is because I used to be a young person once, and I never forgot how it was to be a young person, unlike most people who run around saying, I'm an adult.
Right.
They're really just a sheeple, is the truth about it.
That's right. I was wondering, I was trying to get through to you last night, and you had some excellent speakers and people that called in and stuff, and I wanted to ask you, there was a time, it was probably about 7-8 months ago, I was watching this program that Geraldo does. It was called Now It Could Be Told. Are you familiar with when he did those episodes?
Yeah, Now It Can Be Told is the name of it.
Okay. He had this program on where they took a hidden camera down there in Arkansas, and he went into a... He showed an area that on one side of the fence there was an Army facility base that specialized in chemicals. And on the other side of the fence, they showed, they went in with a hidden camera into a building that was a government building that it was supposed to be for manufacturing parking meters. And much to their surprise, when they went in with this hidden camera and they went in undercover acting like they were going to... just check out this government parking meter place, they found in the back room where they were making missile warheads for, apparently, in their opinion, they were molding and casting and had the missile warheads there on the other side of the fence, because I think the law stipulated that they could not manufacture the casting missiles in the same facility as they did the chemicals. And, anyways, to make a long story short, I was wondering, I've never heard anybody speak on it, but I heard a rumor that Clinton was involved in a little deal that happened down in Arkansas where a bus went down and a bunch of cocaine was coming in from another country. I think it might have been coming in from over there where,
And it doesn't matter where it was coming from. Drugs were coming in. Mena, Arkansas. Yes, absolutely.
And I had heard about this, and nobody, none of the news channels or anything ever elaborated, and it was just like it was snuffed off from the very minute you heard the first little details about it. It was stifled. You never heard nothing else. And I'm wondering, can you elaborate on anything as far as the connection between Clinton, the governor of Arkansas, a chemical plant that was right next to a government-operated place that put the missiles together and did an exchange for cocaine to come into the United States in order to give Saddam Hussein some chemical warheads.
It's called Arms for Drugs. It's been going on for a long time. That's what the Iran scam was all about, Contragate and... all of that stuff. George Bush is mixed up in it. Bobo Gritz is mixed up in it. A lot of people are mixed up in it. Bill Clinton's mixed up in it. They've been bringing drugs into this country in exchange for arms to other countries to foment rebellion and practice liberation theology all around the world. The Cold War was a total scam. It built the police force for the New World Order with your tax dollars.
Right.
I say yours because I'm not a taxpayer.
Oh, really?
Really.
Well, I don't blame you. It's hard for...
It's not about blame. It's the law. Most people who pay income tax don't have to.
Right. No, don't take me wrong. I didn't mean it that way. I meant it as I felt that way, but it seems like...
Yeah, but don't take it personal. When I make comments like that, I'm educating all the sheeple. I'm not really talking to you.
you're educating people, Mr. Cooper. You are... And you know, I called in one time. I wanted you to know that I just found it amazing that you're able to get as much off to the airways that you do, because I really, I know that the power, the eliteness of the whole situation, I can't see how it can be done, because I just know how powerful they are. They're a powerful force because of the secrecy.
They're not that powerful right now. Most of what they're doing is by bluff. They get away with what they're doing because people are easily intimidated. They don't know their rights. They've never read the Constitution. They don't stand up for them. They don't understand the law. If they ever took me into court, they would be sorry for the rest of their days.
Right.
Because I've got it all together. I've got all the evidence. I can prove that they're traitors. I can prove that that's not our government. I can prove that I don't have to pay taxes.
Right.
Income taxes, that is. I pay all legal taxes.
Right. Okay. Well, I just had to call in, and I was happy that I got through to you, because I have a great deal of respect for you.
Well, thank you.
if I could just maybe add one more thing about some of your people that are listening right now. Any of them that are addressing you with things like, you know, the music's a bit much and we wish you would talk more about this and that. It's a good idea. Keep up your innovative new ideas on your music so that you can reach out to the younger people, because we need as many people as we can get together to fight for a good cause, right?
Right. Us older folks ain't going to be around too much longer.
Not too much longer.
Future belongs to the young people. And if the young people, if we can't get the young people interested in this, freedom dies with us.
That's right. Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
Good listening to you.
Thank you. Okay, folks, just want to tell you that all our previous offers for food storage have expired. If you didn't get your orders out by today, it's all expired. Okay, I'm going to start a new thing today. It's called the pantry for 6 months for one person. Pantry, 6 months for one person. Seven cases. Shipping weight is 197 pounds. The retail price is $770. $770. We'll give listeners $40 off the top. That gives them that gives it to them for $730. CADGY members, $700. Listeners, $730. CADGY members, $700. Retail price is $770. It's 197 pounds shipping weight. Remember, you pay the freight upon arrival. It's seven cases. We'll feed one person, one adult, for 6 months, or two adults for 3 months. One adult for 6 months or two adults for 3 months. Remember, as we get down to these lower prices, we can't give you the huge price breaks. Huge price breaks come with buying lots of merchandise. That's how we do it. That's how you can do it. But we're getting down into the price range for a lot of you, and it's still cheaper than you can get anywhere else. If you find any where else where you can get what we're offering cheaper, you send us the official literature of that company stating the price, and I'll see what I can do to make it lower. I'll do anything I can to try to make it lower than anybody else in the country. Also, we're going to keep the seeds open. The seeds are like popcorn. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Now, remember, these are self-pollinating seeds. In other words, airborne, open pollinated. These are not hybrids, folks. These are the seeds that are impossible to find today. These are open, pollinated, real seeds. They're not hybrids. And you can have enough to plant over an acre of ground. Over an acre of ground. Remember, when we first brought up this offer, I thought it just planted a garden plot 65 feet by 124 feet, and it was still a deal. It was still a deal then. At $48 for listeners, $40 for CADGY members. But we found out that it's really four cans, not one can, and it'll plant over an acre of ground. And these are the kind of seeds that you need, because you can get the seeds from your garden and use them to plant another garden the next year. With hybrids, you can't always do that. Hybrids are strange creatures that sort of provide you with a dead-end street. Okay. Now remember, this week, this offer is good through next Friday. Your order must be postmarked on or before next Friday. It's the Pantry 6. We'll feed one adult for 6 months or two adults for 3 months. Seven cases, 197 pounds shipping weight, $730 for listeners, $700 for CADGY members. The retail price is $770. Okay, folks, got something else here for you. I know you're going to like this. In fact, you're going to love it. I love it. And that's why I got it. Remember, we don't ever get anything or offer anything here unless it's good for all of us. Unless I can really feel good about it myself and use it myself. And I do. This is called Vultures in Eagles Clothing. Vultures in Eagles Clothing. It's a book written by Lynn Meredith. It's a publication of We the People. Now, let me tell you how this book works, folks. You buy this book from us for $40. $40. This book will teach you things you never dreamed that you could ever learn. It can set you free, folks. This book, if used properly, can set you free. Understand what I'm saying? Now, when you buy this book for $40, you become a member of this information thing that they have. Okay? Which means you can get your $40 back just by selling a book to four more people. Every time you sell a book, you get $10. And I got to tell you something else. It's sort of like one of these pyramid things. Every time you sell a book to one of them, you get $10. Every time they sell a book to somebody else to get their $40 back, you still get another $10. So you can't lose on this one, because this book, all you have to do is show it to somebody, let them leaf through it, and they're going to buy it from you. And then when they find out that they can make their money back just by selling it to four more people, it's going to go like crazy. Let me read you table of contents. The proof is on IRS letterhead. Preface, introduction, the truth shall set you free. Chapter 1, hierarchy of sovereignty. Sovereignty of the people. Who's really the boss? Sovereigns are entitled to all the rights of the King of England. There is no power of inherent sovereignty in the United States government. Sovereignty of the states, limited powers of the United States. Chapter 2, an assent to a higher law. The Declaration of Independence, the common law, the law of reason, the law of the 50 states. Guards for the future security of America's citizens, defining the Declaration of Independence. We mutually pledge our lives, our freedom, and our sacred honor. Chapter 3, the awesome powers of the Constitution. It goes right through all of them, explains it to you like you've never had it explained before. Chapter 4, the early history of income tax laws. Chapter 5, the 16th Amendment, the illegal amendment. Chapter 6, income is only gain and profit severed from capital. Compensation for labor is not income. Chapter 7, the Public Salary Act of 1939, redefining gross income. Chapter 8, the two-year victory tax still paid by the people. The victory tax is repealed, but, I shouldn't have said that. Don't tell the sheeple, they're still paying it. Even though Congress repealed it, they're still paying it. Don't tell anybody, folks. I just love it. The reluctant Donald Duck pays the income tax. The vultures in bankers' clothing. The power of monetary creation. That's 9 and 10. Chapter 11, the inept federal debt. The Great Depression. Chapter 12, where's our lawful money? Chapter 13, the history of banking scams. Chapter 14, the un-American New World Order. Why has the media remained so silent? Chapter 15, the solution, a sovereign economic system. The prosperity of unborrowed currency and credit. Lincoln defies the banking vultures. John F. Kennedy's greatest profile and courage. Unprecedented prosperity. Chapter 16, the two United States. One nation under God, the other nation under fraud. Chapter 17, who has the jurisdiction? Chapter 18, guide to decoding the Internal Revenue Code. Chapter 19, the non-resident what? What was that? The non-resident? Who's a non-resident? Who's a resident? What does resident mean? What happens to you when you become a resident? These are things you guys haven't even been asking, don't even know about, and frankly, my dear Scarlet, don't give a damn. Isn't that true? Chapter 20, stop withholding and unvolunteering. Chapter 21, citizen success story. Chapter 22, if there's no law, why do people go to jail? Chapter 23, where's the implementing Part 1 regulation? Chapter 24, where's the regulations implementing authority for interest? Chapter 25, who's the person made liable by what statute? Chapter 26, where's the valid assessment? Chapter 27, the UCC and the IRS. Chapter 28, state income taxes. Chapter 29, where's the Justice Court of Law instead of the Just Us Court of Law? Where is the justice period? Chapter 30. The awesome power of jury nullification. Chapter 31, we've been had. Chapter 32, income tax conclusions. Chapter 33, getting previous taxes refunded. Chapter 34, the longest tax trial in history. It's the greatest story never told. Justice wins, major victory. Taxpayers defeat the IRS, and they do it all the time, folks. Taking back America, how we can do it. Closing thoughts and freedom forums, and don't forget, while you're doing all this stuff, you must become sovereign again. You must regain your rights, but you must form your militia units. You must arm yourselves. You must be prepared, because they're not going to let us have our freedoms back easily. I guarantee you, these people are not that kind. Don't forget to buy Gannett stock, Gannett Company Incorporated, GCI, on the New York Stock Exchange. Do it now. Send your proxy to me. Remember, May 4th is coming up, and I'm going to the stockholders meeting with a whole bunch of proxies in my hand. Don't go away, folks. I'll be right back. of, for, and by the people. That means you. Swiss America Trading, folks. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. Do it right now. Mention my name, William Cooper, and ask for all the free literature and newsletters that you're entitled to. Get on their subscription list. Talk to them about a plan to help protect, if not all of your assets, at least a portion of your assets. Because once again, my prediction is coming to pass. They've just raised interest rates again, the second time in a very short period of time, just as I predicted they would do. Because we're headed for rampant inflation, exactly as I told you, and every time rampant inflation begins to occur, as they begin to print worthless money, and as they begin to make credit more readily available to anybody who wants it, the value of the dollar decreases. Prices go up, but your salary will not go up to equal the increase in prices. Yes, you can get money easy during an inflationary period. Money is readily available to anyone and everyone. But whatever you use to that money to purchase, the price goes up more than the actual inflation of the dollar. Your salary never catches up to it. The last period of rampant inflation took the women out of the home, took the mothers away from their children, and put them to work. This period might break you. They are now saying that they're raising interest rates to counteract the inflationary tendency. It's a lie, folks. You see, because inflation is created just by printing more worthless money than the gross national product and putting it out into circulation and making credit, that's bookkeeping money, money that never exists and is not even printed, making it readily available to anybody that wants it. Now remember, I warned you months ago, and those of you who listened to me have made money already just by doing the things that you should have done. Those of you in the money market have made a killing by listening to me. I know one person that started listening to me in 1988 and has made probably over $1 million. He follows me around like a little puppy dog. Folks, do something now to protect yourselves. Even if nothing were happening, the dollar loses value year by year. I can show you that on any graph over the last 50 years. You can even make the graph from your own figures. If you don't do something to protect yourself, I don't want to hear you cry. Call Swiss America Trading now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. One more time for the slow ones. 1-800-289-2646.
Hey, Cooper.
How you doing?
My name is Scott. You probably heard me call some of the other programs.
No, I don't
One
think
One of
so.
Those Aryans you don't think exist.
Oh, I know they all exist out there.
Yeah, because actually you got it wrong, or wherever you looked it up in, you got it wrong about 3 weeks ago. Caucasian race is subdivided traditionally into Semitic, Hamitic, and Indo-European, which is also called Aryan. That rap you played a little while ago was entertaining, but I'm not sure that it contributes much to rational thinking, which is something that I see some problems with in your discourse. What I don't understand is how you relate the New World Order to Hitler. Hitler was a bull in a china shop in the world community.
Hitler was a stupid asshole who lost a whole army fighting a war in the middle of winter. He didn't even give them overcoats. He consulted astrologer. He was a jerk.
What about Roosevelt? Is Roosevelt a good guy?
Roosevelt was a jerk, too. He was a screaming socialist.
But who won the war? Roosevelt?
No.
He didn't?
No.
He didn't?
No.
Well, tell me, isn't it true that when Roosevelt went into Washington, he brought in hordes of communists with him? And didn't Martin Bees, the chairman of the House Un-American Activities Committee, say you've
For some reason, you think that I support Roosevelt. I don't support any socialist. I don't support Roosevelt. I don't support Hitler. I don't support any socialist in the world.
Well, why do you bash Hitler when Hitler ain't around anymore? It's Roosevelt's legacy we've got to live with.
Because Hitler was a socialist, and it is Hitler's techniques that he perfected that are going to be used in the New World Order to put you in chains while you can look at your little Savior Hitler portrait on the wall of your cell until you rot.
You mean like the big lie? Is that the theory you mean?
Is what the theory?
The big lie. That's one thing that Hitler's always blamed for, is the big lie theory.
Hitler used the big lie all the time.
Well, you know what? A lot of times, the passage in Mein Kampf where Hitler talks about the big lie is taken out of context. What he says there is that this is something that you...
Wait a minute. You're sitting there telling me that Hitler didn't use the big lie. You're coming down on me because I know that he used the big lie. And then you quote his words as he outlined the use of the big lie in Mein Kampf. What kind of double-talking jerk are you?
I didn't catch what you just said. But anyway.
I don't think you caught what you read in Mein Kampf either.
Another thing is, if you look in there, he talks about how the Jews blamed Ludendorff for the loss in the First World War. You can look it up in the index of Mein Kampf, and you see the whole quotation. You see that he's not saying that he can use the big lie. He's saying this is something that's been used, and he's against it.
Wait a minute. I read Mein Kampf. I know exactly what he said. He proposed using it. He said it's the best way to get the masses to go along is to use the big lie because they would believe it over a small lie, and he put it consistently in the Third Reich.
He says that's what the Jews did. He says that, because I've seen this in action. It's very Jewish. I have a Jewish history professor at the university I attend who tells...
Are you a Jew?
Huh?
Are you Jewish?
Of course not.
Then why are you perpetrating the big lie right now?
That's a hollow accusation.
No, it's not a hollow accusation. That's what I'm hearing from you.
What big lie am I perpetrating?
That there's a superior race called Aryan
that
created all the civilization on this earth, that is responsible for all scientific achievement, that is going to bring the world into 1,000 years of peace in the new golden age.
Well,
right? Isn't that the bullshit that you guys spout?
I wouldn't say all that. The Chinese invented gunpowder, and they've made some respectable accomplishments.
Well, that's the first time I've ever heard any of you people give credit to any other race on this earth besides yourselves.
Well, you know, I mean, it depends on who you're talking to. If you talk to some rednecks or something, you're not going to get the most intelligent discourse in the world. You talk to somebody like William L. Pierce, you're going to get some intelligent...
What's a redneck?
Huh?
What's a redneck? You guys have a name for everything, don't you?
That's just a country person.
a country person.
Yeah, country.
And why is a country person a redneck? And why is a country person less intelligent than you city folk?
Country people, you know, I don't want to get into attacking country people.
Then why did you do it?
I didn't attack anybody.
You did.
Why did you do it? My goodness.
See, you don't even know what you're doing. You call black niggers, you call country people rednecks.
Say any of those things. Listen, Cooper, you know perfectly well that country people are not as slick and articulate.
My friend, I am a country person.
If you live close to nature, you are much smarter than some of you city people.
I think you're putting hairs there. But anyway, another thing is, you talk about being a patriot. Do you know what the word patriot comes from? It comes from the Greek word pater, means father. In other words, a patriot is a person who is concerned for people coming from the same stock, from the same father. So
No.
Yes, the Greek word
patra
means...
Sorry, my friend. Your world will never exist, because to bring your world about, you're going to have to kill every other human being on the face of this earth, and it ain't going to happen.
Not so. If
it's not going to happen.
Not so. All that's necessary for... See, I'm just looking for the white race to survive.
Why? What the hell do you care about the white race after you're dead?
It's a biological urge. One lives on through one's descendants.
Oh, baloney. One lives on for what he does and what makes him happy, and that's the truth of the world. If you're so concerned about your race, why don't you go find a girl that looks like you, marry her, and have 12 children, and quit putting your bullshit on everybody else in the world?
Well, I'd like to find a...
What scares you guys so much? Are you afraid you're not going to find a girl that looks like you?
I have. But
then
anyway,
what's the problem? Why are you so afraid that your race is going to disappear? Your race will only disappear when you stop jumping in bed with your woman.
What?
What did I just say? What has gotten? What's scaring you? Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid of the rest of the world? Why are you afraid your race is going to disappear? Which, by the way, is my race also.
Well, the thing is, it's not just that we're going to disappear, but we're being swamped.
What do you mean you're being swamped? Who's swamping you?
Listen, we're in a democratic republic here, and numbers are what make the difference. White people are increasingly becoming a minority.
Race has nothing to do with socialism, which is the plague on this nation.
We are losing self-determination as a people.
Oh, baloney. Bullshit. People have the determination they're taught by their parents, and they're taught by the political process. Socialism is our plague, not people who don't look like you.
Well, let me ask you this about socialism. It seems to me when you talk about socialism, you're ignoring some important distinctions.
Like what?
Well, there's more than one kind of socialism. Plato's Republic outlines one kind of socialism.
Yeah, and that sucks just like all the rest of them.
Well, it's probably got some problems with it.
All socialism sucks.
Well,
all of it.
Yeah, but what is socialism? It's a strong central government and cooperation.
No.
Among the people.
No. That's not socialism.
Well, that isn't?
No.
Then what is it?
Strong central government could be many different things. It could be totalitarian. It could be communist. It could be socialism. It could be a republic. It could be a benevolent dictatorship. It could be absolutely inept and non-effective at all.
As I see it, socialism just means a government that engages in social planning. In other words, deals with its society and plots a course for it and legislates to make things go in that direction.
You need to go back and read Marx some more.
I have read some Marx.
And you need to read Plato some more, too.
Well, I know an awful lot about Plato. But anyway, what I was getting at is, if you talk about the socialism that's traditionally been the plague that people have been concerned about in this country has been egalitarian socialism, and which is the socialism you were complaining about yesterday with the man who came into the bar and wanted everything for free,
yeah.
The deadbeat that wants things for free. Now, if you're looking at national socialism, that is not egalitarian socialism. That is socialism that strives upward and tries to improve its people. All right?
No. There were a lot of people who lived in Germany who were loyal, patriotic, good Germans who were destroyed by National Socialism.
Why?
Now you tell me why.
Who? Where? you're giving me like...
Everybody who couldn't prove absolutely that they were Aryan, 100%, back to 1798 was the year where they drew the line.
No, it's not 100%, and it's not a year. It has to do with grandparents.
No.
If you had...
I've got all the literature right... I've got all the literature right here. The SS had to prove Aryan lineage all the way back to 1798. Everyone else had to prove three generations. If they couldn't, they were non-citizens. Had no citizenship status whatsoever. And eventually, those people ended up in labor camps.
Three generations means back to the grandparents.
No, grandparents is not three generations, my friend.
Counting yourself, it is.
No, you don't count yourself when you go back three generations.
It
doesn't matter. You still had to prove that you were Aryan. If you weren't, you got sent to a labor camp as a slave. So don't tell me about the benefits and the wonderful society of National Socialism. National Socialism destroyed a lot of people, destroyed families. Destroyed most of Europe, in fact.
No, actually, the French were quite happy under Hitler's rule, and there were a lot of...
Oh, come on, tell that to the French resistance, and tell that to all the French people who rushed out into the streets and threw roses and kissed our soldiers as they came into Paris.
And what about the French people who sniped at American troops? How about that? You never hear about that.
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do.
Oh. You never hear about a lot of things in this country, though. You never hear about all the communists that Roosevelt led in the government. You never hear...
Yes, you do, if you listen to this broadcast.
Oh, perhaps.
If you listen to this broadcast, you've heard about all of that. I do not support any socialists, so don't throw up that Roosevelt crap in my face again, dummy. Can't you hear?
Well, I appreciate it if you'd keep things a little more rational.
I'd appreciate it if you'd keep things on a more intelligent note.
Well, why do you beat up on Hitler? That's like beating a dead horse.
Because Hitler was a jerk.
But it's...
Hitler was stupid. Hitler consulted astrology to send his soldiers out so they could get killed from this astrological advice.
But what does that have to do with the situation we're facing now? The people in our government who are causing problems now are not part of a clique that was emplaced by...
They're socialists.
...emplaced by Roosevelt.
They're socialists. I don't care who put them in place. They're socialists. Socialists are socialists. Socialists destroy things. Socialists destroy people. Hitler was a socialist.
Egalitarian socialists destroy things. Racial socialists build up their race.
Racial socialists create wars and hatred and destroy people and families and children. They create hurt and pain wherever they go.
Racism is love.
Racism sucks, and if you think racism is love, I hope you get a big dose of your own racism. I hope the blacks tape over you, your town where you live, and give you a taste of what you're dishing out.
What am I doing?
I hope you get all the love from the other races that you're purporting racism gives.
I would love to see the blacks get together and want to form their own country.
Well, if they did, they'd soon be arming themselves to come after you. Don't you understand that?
Then we'll be armed. And
that's your world, huh? Everybody get together in their own race, and then we'll all kill each other.
No.
Is that your solution?
We're much more interested in doing our own thing.
I love this, you know, because I could just be quiet and you could talk and you'd prove everything that I've been saying for the last 2 years. Why don't you go ahead and do that? I'll give you the microphone for the next 6 minutes. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go for it.
All right. I'm a member of the National Alliance, and we're a racial organization based in Hillsboro, West Virginia. And I invite anyone who's white and proud to be white to write to us at P.O. Box 330, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA. And we have a really good group of people, and I'd love to see some people write to us. You'll be glad you did. If you think all people who are racist are illiterate, well, you haven't been in the National Alliance. We have professors in our membership. And Bill Cooper's pretty interesting. I listen to him all the time, but a lot of this stuff seems very questionable to me. I really doubt whether Freemasons are the big threat that he says they are. Freemasons are kind of a middle-class old boys club. They're conformists, and they stick together, and perhaps they contribute toward keeping things the way they are, but I don't know. It's possible that there's some problem with them, but I don't see them as the really big problem. The big problem we have is with different groups of people being forced together and not getting along, because especially the majority white race in this country has been losing its rights and having to give them away.
Wait, I got to break in here now, my friend. Everybody in this country has been losing their rights, not just the great white race.
Well, this is a byproduct of pluralism.
And also, nobody is forcing anybody to live anywhere where they don't want to live. Nobody at all.
To live where they don't want to live? Well,
nobody is. All they're doing is passing laws and making sure that you don't stop someone from living where they want to live.
Yeah, that's right. You're not allowed to dispose of your property as you see fit. You have to sell it to whoever comes along. You have no choice.
If you're selling it, what the hell do you care?
If you have some concern for other people of your race who occupy that neighborhood and want to see
their
homogeneity.
There you go again. See, on one hand, you say that all of a sudden the whites can't live where they want to live. They can't do what they want to do. And then in the very next breath, you do exactly what you claim somebody else is doing to you. The truth is nobody's doing anything to you. It's all in your head.
I didn't quite get the gist of what you just said.
I know you're slow.
Logic escaped me, but basically, plural societies lead to tyranny because you talk about, you said, of, by, and for the people. Well, that's the problem. We don't have a people. We have several peoples. And these different peoples each want things a different way.
So what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
It's because you cannot have a government operating according to several different agendas.
If the government operated the way it's supposed to, everything would be fine. Yes, there would be arguments. Yes, there would be political debate. But the vote would decide the issue, my friend.
Well, traditionally, plural societies tend to fall apart.
Now, wait a minute. How do you know that?
Well, you look at history a little bit.
What history? What plural society fell apart?
Austria-Hungary.
Austria-Hungary? That's not a plural society. Well, those are all your Aryans there.
No.
Yes. Different cultures, maybe, but they're the people that you call Aryans.
Okay, mostly Aryan, yes.
Yeah. Now, you Aryans can't even live together. Good night, dummy. Jeez, I can't. They hang themselves. They're so stupid. Boy, this is just absolutely amazing. And then he tried to deny that Austria-Hungary are Aryans. Oh, my God. I can't stand stupidity, folks. You know, I let him talk so long because both of us held our cool. And I want to congratulate him. Even though I disagree with him, he kept his cool. I, by some god-awful luck, kept my cool also, but had to cut it off there. It just got too much. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, I can't believe the arrogance of some people. How about you, William?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm a little arrogant, but I'm never that arrogant.
No, sir, and I am so proud of you. You did an excellent job on putting that guy in his place. Somebody, I know he's still got his radio on, so I'd ask him to read a book. It's called,
Well, believe it or not, I wasn't trying to put him in his place. I was trying to reason with him, but he couldn't reason.
Well, because they're beyond reason. He don't have a chance in reason because he's just been brainwashed, and I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, he needs a little country. A little country, and he'd
he really
be
does.
Okay.
If he could come out here and stay with us for a little while, he might turn out to be a good fellow.
He ought to read a book, since he's so authoritative on Hitler. He ought to read a book called Tragedy and Hope.
Carol Quigley.
Yeah, by Professor Carol Quigley, and then the idiot could get off of the idea that about this one race, one type, we're gonna wash our back, type, kill everybody like you told them, type person, you know?
Yeah. Listen, my friend, I gotta go.
I know you do, but I wanted to ask you. You know, I'm a great admirer of yours, and
you better hurry. We're out of time.
I would love to meet you in person. Is there a chance of that?
Well, we're going to have a convention later this year. You're welcome to come.
But that's way in the hell in Virginia, isn't it?
No, it's not Virginia. It's in Arizona.
Oh, wait. Well.
Beautiful. Most beautiful place you ever saw. You'll see stars that you never even knew were in the sky. You'll see blue colors in the sky that you never dreamed existed.
Give me the time and the date again.
Well, I don't have the time and the date right now, but we got to go. Got to let you go. We're out of time. hate to cut you off like that, but we're really out of time. Don't forget, if you want vultures and eagles clothing, send $40, ask for it. We'll send it to you. You sell four of them, you get your monies back. Good night, folks, and God bless you all, even the socialists. I hope you can turn around. I hope someday we don't have to face each other in a battlefield. Oops, I promised you something else. So here it comes, folks. I think this is the other cut from the... Yeah.
Glad you could make it. Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exploited your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want
a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold.
You get the scalp. They want
a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. It is a big idea. It is a big idea. A new world order. CFR controls the CIA, the FBI, the ATF, and the FDA. They don't give a damn about the POW and the MIA. Hillary, Billary, Hitler, Marx, and Mao. They want a new world order. They want it all. And they want it now. This Illuminati imports the dope. They create the chaos. Bring us out. Crush our hope. They created AIDS. It's their designer disease. To bring you down. To grovel on your knees. They want to vaccinate your child and give them the mark. They want to eliminate you and keep you in the dark. They want you to pay for it with plastic, surrender your soul. They want you under their thumb, under their control.
They want
a new